This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk about some good news here tonight. We had a whole bunch of bad news about, you know, more crackdowns and stupid COVID madness and spreading insanity last night. But tonight we got some good news, and I'm excited about it. New Hampshire is the number one most economically free state of the United States, according, again, to the Fraser Institute. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Fraser Institute, I believe, is a Canadian and North and United States-based enterprise, if I recall, like a think tank, basically.
I know they do the thing on North America as opposed to doing it in the United States.
So they actually break it down based on the U.S. states, and they have a separate one for Mexican states, and I believe also for Canadian provinces. So, and I don't know if they mix them. I think they do have a mixed list as well.
I suspect the United States does pretty well on that.
Yeah. I mean, New Hampshire does very, very well, obviously, because New Hampshire is the most economically free. Last year, New Hampshire was also number one with a score out of I believe the highest potential score is 10. And now, New Hampshire got 8.13 last year, and this year it has increased its score a little bit to 8.16 out of 10.
So I guess my question is, on the Freedom of the World, I believe the Fraser Institute does one of those.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And
they've also released that recently as well.
And on that chart, as I recall, the United States comes in behind Canada.
No, actually. Canada, maybe the U.S. moved up, because according to the Economic Freedom of the World, the most recent one, which was published, so just to be clear, was published just this month. But
right.
The numbers are from 2018.
Right. I mean, there's no way to predict the future or, you know, these sorts of things. These economists have to go through the numbers, and it takes them quite some time to come up with it. So the end of 2020, they released the 2018 numbers, essentially, and called them 2020.
So the United States is actually number six.
Okay.
On that list. So it is beaten out economic. Remember, we're just talking about economic freedoms here. This is not the true, like, all-encompassing personal and economic freedom. There is a study who does that one.
But they're not great. So, you know, they put, like, New Zealand in there ahead. And
New Zealand is number three on the economic freedoms.
Is it? Yeah. There's a variety of
personal freedoms, New Zealand, not so great.
Well, personal freedoms are difficult to quantify. How do you give how do you give a number rating?
Well, you compare all of the places and you figure out how oppressive they are, and then you rank them.
Okay, so if you're doing economic freedoms, you can sort of quantify
how much
a regulation costs a given industry and these sorts of things, and you can sort of rank based on, like, you know, one, just because there's one regulation in one industry and one regulation in another industry does not mean that those two regulations are somehow equal. All right. So a place where you can get gay married versus a place where you can walk around naked, not the same thing. You know, I mean, it's very difficult to quantify a social freedom. So in the U.S. Marianas, they have casinos, they have legal weed, and prostitution, from what I can tell, is basically ignored.
But they're left out of this index.
They're not in North America, so the Fraser Institute wouldn't be addressing that. But what I'm saying is,
but they are part of the United States.
They are part of the United States,
as
but they're
a territory.
Not in North America.
Yeah.
So it would be difficult to determine what those things are worth when you're putting together a list of places that are more or less free. Please go ahead.
I did pull up a different list, and this one is freedomhouse.org.
Mm-hmm.
That looks at global freedom scores. It does take into account, I'm not sure what different factors, but yeah, the United States is, I don't know where the hell we are. I don't even know if there's like a ranking here. There's not even numbers. It's just you can rank by their freedom score, basically.
Well, the Freedom Score is what their ranking is. I think
looks like it's at 86, and there are roughly two dozen other countries ahead of it, just glancing at the list.
Just on next Estonia and, like, Bulgaria?
Estonia is up the list significantly from the United States at 94.
Okay.
With the number one most free, according to this chart, Freedom House, again, we've switched now, Finland, Norway, and Sweden, all with 100 scores.
So I don't know what Freedom House ranks, but I'm...
They're ranking political rights and civil liberties, according to this.
Right, so sometimes civil liberties is a funny thing. What is a political right? The right to health care?
That could be.
You know, so I'm not sure, because I don't believe in that right. If you weren't born with the right...
That's because it's a, what do they call it, a positive right, where that means that
right
you
is,
have the right to somebody else's labor,
right.
Essentially, to force another person to do another thing.
Right, a right to an education, or a right to medical care, or a right to, you know, free power, or an Obama phone, or whatever, these things are. Those are what we would call positive rights, meaning that you can somehow, you know, somebody can be robbed so that you may be, you know, taken care of. Now, in all likelihood, that person you're expecting to be robbed is rich, and they can afford it, as far as you're concerned. But that's not a right. That's just theft.
Okay, so to go back to economic freedom. So just looking at economic freedom.
Which I like better, because they're more quantifiable.
It's easier to do, for sure. Looking at the list, they do mix them on this list here. So there is a summary of all of the U.S. and Mexican and Canadian states and provinces thrown together. Alberta, Canada, actually fairly high up on this list. They're ranked at within the top 10 of all of those. But then you got New Hampshire at number one. And again, these are numbers from 2018, but just published within the last 2 days. New Hampshire, number one. Florida, number two. Idaho at three. Wyoming, Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, South Carolina, Montana. And then you hit Alberta. So all of those states more free than Alberta, but Alberta more free economically than the rest of the United States. In that particular case.
And I like these economic freedom charts just so much more because I feel like I can trust them. Whereas these other charts where they're just talking and trying to rank social freedoms and political rights, whatever the hell that is, you know, those, I don't know what that means. It's just somebody talking.
So, again, New Hampshire coming out on top, just besting Florida.
And getting better. And Florida getting better also.
And
right?
Idaho also increasing in its freedom as well, the third most free economic state. So
a lot of people fleeing from Seattle and Portland and there in Oregon and Washington trying to get a little more freedom by going to Idaho, I think.
Now, freedom in the 50 states is a different study. That one's done by Cato Institute. Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project, is one of the authors of that study.
Yes.
They ranked Florida as the number one most free state. Now, they're also ranking personal freedoms.
Yeah, well, which personal freedoms are they ranking?
There's a ton of different freedoms here.
Okay.
There's fiscal, regulatory, personal, economic, lawsuit, land, marriage, education, occupational, victimless, health insurance. There's more.
So on the Cato list,
gambling.
You can go and you can rank what's important to you. About the Cato list is because, you know, New Hampshire.
You can click on alcohol and you find out that, let's see, who's the most free for alcohol? Looks like... Okay. Surprise, Wisconsin.
That's just cruel. You shouldn't make fun of those drunks. When you can rank it for what is good for you. So for here in New Hampshire, you've had gay marriage for a long time, no helmet laws, no seatbelt laws, and these sorts of things. I'm putting my seatbelt on. I don't want to get gay married, and I don't ride a motorcycle. So any of those things don't particularly matter to me. What I would want is the place where I can be freest, and I love the list for that at the Cato Institute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have really any breakdown that there's a bunch of pages to this thing. It's 106 pages.
Can we read what Fraser Institute has to say about New Hampshire?
I didn't find any, of text that was obviously, about why New Hampshire is great. But there's 106 pages in here, that you can dig around through, and they get into, quite a bit of charts and numbers and things like that. I'm going to link this on our social media. So if you go to twitter.freetalklive.com, or we have a Mastodon account at toot.freetalklive.com, or you can just follow our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. I'm going to drop a link straight to the PDF so you can dig in as far as you want to this information. But once again, New Hampshire wins. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, you think it's going to get even better, and we'll get into that and why you think that.
Yeah.
Coming up here, this is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call in through our Matrix server if you would like. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you do it that way. But if you're not yet on the Matrix
server.
What's
the Matrix server?
It's a chat server. So you need to go to chat.lrn.fm. There are different chat rooms into which you can communicate with other Free Talk Live listeners or people who've never heard the show before. I presume most of them have, but it's an open server, so anyone can join it. In fact, it's federated, which means you can actually join from outside of it. So if you already are on a Matrix server, for whatever reason, you probably, you know, less than 1% of our listeners out there that know what this technology is. But if you're already there.
These are a lot of people to chat with.
Yeah, well, in theory. They would have to know we exist or search for us. But anyway, on another server, you can connect to some of the rooms on our server. So if you already have an account somewhere else, you could kind of try out the server.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get into all the rooms, then you do need to have an account on our server. And that's just kind of keep out some of the riffraff from the rest of the internet. So there's like there's some rooms that are open to the whole internet, basically.
Some are Free Talk Live rooms. Others are where Free Talk Live's listeners go to hassle the Matrix server.
There's no limit, basically, on what listeners can create as far as rooms. If you want to have your own little chat room, you can do that. If you want to have it be private and only invite your friends, you can do that. Or open it up to the public. So it's a very...
But you can use it to call in.
Yes, and it sounds great.
Is that intuitive and easy? Because it was relatively easy on the Discord.
It takes a couple steps. If you go to chat.lrn.fm, I've written up a piece. Let's just take a moment and read through it, and you'll get it. Chat.lrn.fm.
If you want the secret to the internet, to navigating and understanding how everything works on the internet, read the things that it shows you.
Indeed, that usually helps. And don't forget to read bitcoin.com if you want to get into the world of cryptocurrency. Maybe you heard that Bitcoin recently crossed $18,000.
Sure did.
Per Bitcoin. Now, that's not quite the all-time record high yet.
Yeah, but it's held
damn close.
It's a record in so much as it's held at the number, the 17.5.
Has it?
For longer than it has ever held for that at that time before.
Really?
So it hasn't been.
Now, have you seen this reported somewhere?
No, but I know it's true because I've lived through it.
Well, I have to remember there was the time that it was at about that level was probably at least like a week the last time around.
No,
so I don't know.
Think
it seems like it's about on par to me, but
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll see. Give it a few more days, and then we'll know. Then we'll know for sure. Maybe you heard Bitcoin is nearing its record all time high. Maybe you didn't take it seriously in 2017. You laughed when the crash. Ha ha ha, you Bitcoin fools. And you know what? Maybe we are. I mean, maybe it's just going to all go to zero tomorrow. But it doesn't really seem like that's going to be the case. It seems like cryptocurrency like Bitcoin has gotten more useful over time, and more people appreciate it now than ever in the past, and more people are acquiring it now. And especially now that you've got the federal government and governments around the world printing tons of money that they're handing out to their buddies in business, because you know you got $1,200 maybe if you're here in the U.S. And as Aria pointed out,
but there are trillions that were created. It's a small club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, as Aria pointed out, and we're not investment advisors, but if you had put that $1,200 that you got from the check from the federal government earlier this year for in the United States
into cryptocurrency,
and you pay taxes, if you put that in, now I wouldn't just say cryptocurrency. If you put it in specifically to Bitcoin,
right? You're right.
BTC. You would have done, I think, roughly 100% gain on that by now, if you'd held it and didn't sell it till now.
That'd be nice.
So, yeah. So if you're ready to start taking this seriously, here's what you do. You go to Bitcoin.com and spend 3 minutes watching their introductory video just to get the basics. You got to understand there is a learning curve here, okay? But it's not that hard to sit and watch a 2 or 3 minute long video. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started or Get Started, and
as
get started.
As confusing as Bitcoin might be, the U.S. dollar is far more confusing. And we spend a lot more time trying to understand that. And if you're listening to my voice, the likelihood that you understand the U.S. dollar is slim. Even if you are listening to a show for like Free Talk Live, you probably still don't know how it's created, like what M0 is, what M1 and M2 and M3. If you can't define those things, you don't know what the dollar is either, but it doesn't stop you from using it.
Yeah. So go to Bitcoin.com. All right. So we were talking about New Hampshire, which once again is on the top of the most economically free places in North America. So looking at U.S. states, Canadian provinces, Mexican states, New Hampshire is number one again. And, Mark, you thought that you think that this is going to go up, that it went up last the last time, so a year ago to now, and you think it's going to continue to go up.
Yeah, and I know you're excited, right? Like, I don't usually say great things about New Hampshire, mostly because you're...
Well, it's nice when you pick a winner.
You're such a cheerleader for the place that I...
Well, like I moved here, as you did as well, almost 15 years ago.
And I will say that New Hampshire is one of the best places in the United States to live, presuming you can handle the idea of ice falling from the sky.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's a strong thing, right? Like, if you just can't handle the weather, if you're not gonna, if you're gonna feel oppressed by the weather, then New Hampshire isn't free enough to really make the move make sense. Mm-hmm. It is not, in my opinion, the freest place in America, because I give that title to the U.S. Marianas. I think that Florida holds...
That's just based on your opinion, though.
It is. But it's an opinion of somebody who's lived there.
It would be nice, however, if these, you know, these different studies would actually look at the U.S. territories.
Yes, and I could make that argument if that's what we want to get sidelined into, because I can make it really well. I do believe that's the freest place.
Well, we're talking about the statistics.
Right, so we're talking about the statistics. So it calls Florida, in some cases they're calling Florida the number one. Cato Institute calls Florida number one. Mm-hmm. I believe that's fallacious.
Cato's numbers are also older. They're looking at 2016.
They are. Both Florida and New Hampshire, according to Frazier, became more free over the course of those 2 years than than they had been. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
But it's good that they're both basically on top of both lists. You know, that does show that, you know, even though these two different organizations have looked at all these numbers, they came up with similar answers. So that's good.
So I could make an argument for Florida, but I think that my argument would be different than the argument that Cato would make. I don't like Cato's argument. So, you know, there you go. But if you like the idea that if a municipality changes zoning laws and that negatively affects the property value of your property, they have to compensate you, it's a great law. New Hampshire should come up with it. But it wouldn't be the kind of thing that would make me buy, you know, move to Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida has this kind of cool homestead exemption thing where basically you can't be sued out of and bankruptcy can't take your money from you.
Florida's also humongous compared to New Hampshire as far as its population and its size. You know, when I lived in Florida and I spent 26 years of my life there, I never went to Tallahassee. The entire time that I lived in Florida, I never went there. Never went to the state capital. Never did it. It would have been a four-hour...
Not until I had moved away from the state.
It would have been a four-hour... And wasn't that when you were begging the governor for a pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I'll be doing that again soon.
So it would have been a four-hour-long drive from my home in Florida, or at least. To get to Tallahassee.
Right, probably five.
Here in New Hampshire, if I want to go say something to the state legislature, it's an hour up the road.
Right.
Hour and 10 minutes.
And that's a huge advantage for New Hampshire. You have much more effect on your government, which is to say, instead of minuscule, instead of microscopic, it's minuscule.
No, that's not fair. Because here in New Hampshire, we actually have liberty activists who have won election. They cannot say that in Florida. There are not two dozen libertarians.
There's not two dozen. There may be one.
I've never heard of an actual libertarian getting elected in Florida, but it happens all the time here. And when I say actual libertarian, I mean like anarchist level, voluntarist level people.
Regardless of what party they're in.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not in the Libertarian Party. You can't get elected that way. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States hit Iran with new sanctions on Wednesday. The Treasury and Secretary of State departments announcing they had targeted the leader of Iran's charity and numerous of its affiliates for human rights violations. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the Trump administration is doing everything required for a transition. McEnany also highlighting on Fox and Friends the Trump administration's efforts to get the coronavirus vaccine out in record time.
He's left an infrastructure in place where COVID can be handled, and we believe that we will do so going forward in a second Trump administration.
Apple is agreeing to pay $113 million in settlement allegations over batteries in older iPhones. More than 30 states claim the tech giant purposely slowed down the phones to try to fix the battery issue instead of alerting customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, claims the United States is in desperate straits and needs another aggressive coronavirus stimulus package.
The country requires a substantial injection of aid, meaning relief to our schools, small businesses, the unemployed, state and local governments, our health care system, among other things.
Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have invited their Republican counterparts to sit down and hash out a compromise. A good portion of Americans plan to attend a large holiday gathering despite surging coronavirus infections and pleas from health officials to nix the typical social traditions this year. The survey conducted by Ohio State University found that almost 2 in 5 Americans, or nearly 40%, reported they will likely attend a gathering with 10 or more, while a third will not ask their guests to wear masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the good news, and that is that New Hampshire is once again, according to the Fraser Institute, the number one most economically free place in North America, excluding the U.S. territories, which right. for whatever reason don't get included in this. Maybe you argue that it's maybe not in North America, that's why they're excluding
Guam,
Saipan.
American Samoa and the U.S. Marianas aren't in North America, but I would think you could argue that that Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands are.
And they're not on these lists? I didn't look.
I don't think
Puerto Rico in there? Yeah, I don't see it on the map. So, yeah, they didn't include Puerto Rico.
So it's
not fair. They're not complete. Maybe we need
hard to
get those numbers.
It's hard to properly quantify those numbers. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if you're talking about the economic freedom of Puerto Rico. It's the other thing, another thing entirely, if you're talking about moving from the U.S., mm-hmm. doing business in the U.S. as a Puerto Rican entity, and you know a variety of things like that. It gets really weird. So,
yeah. Well, still, I mean, maybe we should ask Sorens, Jason Sorens over there at the Cato Institute.
Right.
Say, hey, what? Why are you leaving these guys out?
So basically, in the U.S. Marianas, you pay essentially the same U.S. tax law, but you pay half. Mm-hmm. They give you a 50% discount.
Well, and you're paying it to the Marianas, not to the IRS, right?
Right. You're paying it to the Marianas, not to the IRS. So your money's not going to drop $1 million bombs on $10 tents.
There's a lot of really interesting things about the Mariana Islands. There's no doubt about that. I'm intrigued by it. I've been watching it from afar. I tried to go earlier this year,
yes,
but
did.
The flight got canceled and I yep. never got a refund.
No. I think you're still bitter about that. You're just not going to get that refund.
No, I'm not bitter about it. I don't expect to see it at this point.
You're not going to get it.
But you know,
the company is in business, but they have kept your money.
If I'm bitter about something, it's that you can't fly without these GD masks that they're trying to shove down people's throats. But I don't want to talk about the masks. We talked about that enough last night.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the good news here, and that is New Hampshire, number one. And it was number one last year, and it's increased its score, as did Florida and Idaho, the number two and three on this list. We were going to get into some of the things that make New Hampshire different, because it's kind of like a neck-and-neck race, New Hampshire and Florida, on
right.
some of these charts. There's...
And some of the things that I wanted to talk about there is that Florida, for instance, you're quantifiably, you're going to have far less effect on your government from Florida.
Yeah. What is it, 20-something million people?
You may be
there?
Slightly marginally freer in Florida. I think it's 36 million, if I had to make
no.
a guess. All right, well,
could
you
it be?
I don't know. I mean,
okay.
You know, I make up numbers all the time.
21.4.
Excellent. Thank you. Good guess. Yeah, so you're not going to have any effect on it, but
no.
you don't have to worry about, say, excuse me, you're not going to have an effect on your government, but the taxes are lower in Florida. So in New Hampshire, one of the things these lists don't do is they don't tell you how much freedom you get per dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Hampshire, I pay significantly more tax. You pay significantly more tax on a house that was, say, $300,000 house in New Hampshire than you would pay on a $300,000 house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Your income tax will be the same in so much as it's zero.
Yeah.
Your sales tax is higher in Florida, but I never bought a lot of plastic crap from Walmart. And the biggest sales tax items that you're dealing with in Florida is buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of these sort of you're weighing things out. I would agree that New Hampshire's much more likely to get more free, and I think that the reason for that is that recently we had an election, and I know Trump lost, but frankly, it was pretty good for Republicans nationwide, and it was very good for Republicans in New Hampshire. Republicans had lost the House, the Senate, the Executive Council, which is a third legislative body that we have in New Hampshire, so we have more layers of government to make it harder to pass onerous laws.
Oh, yeah.
And the governor, at this point, are all Republican. Now, look, I don't love Republicans, but when they don't have a military, I like them a lot more. When they're not running around going, pew, 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 you're a bad Muslim, right? Like when they're not doing that, I like them a lot more. And so on a state level, I tend to like the Republicans here. And the last time the Republicans had this kind of hold, they cut the state budget by 11.8%. It was a huge slice. And this is important. This is really important. The state budget didn't return until 2018 to that same level that it had been cut to in, I think, 2011.
So they slowed the growth a little bit.
Yeah, they sliced into the growth of government.
But it came right back.
Well, the Democrats were in charge or whatever.
Yeah. How long were the Dems in charge for? I know they've been in the last couple years at least.
4 years in total.
Four consecutive
years? In total. And then there was some mixed in between. Yeah.
Okay.
And
it was the last 4 years.
And
is that right?
The evidence is that the Free Staters and New Hampshire Liberty Alliance reps are further ensconced than they even were in 2010 to 2012.
Yes, that's definitely true. And it's true as far as they're ensconced in different areas of the system, right?
Yep.
So we've had a couple of dozen legislators, basically, over the years. Now, they've changed out. Some of them have been in and they've been out, and others have been in the whole time. But there's probably roughly, you can generally figure at least a couple dozen pretty principled people who are in the state legislature.
But those people have stayed, and now they're more important than they used to be.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of them are actually like moving up in the ranks of, well, there's one of them at least that I can think of that was like the head of a committee, for instance. Former sponsor here, longtime Angel sponsor, Jason Osborne from Sickle CAI. He's like, I saw his name on some Republican fundraiser thing that came to my house or whatever, and he was like the vice chairman of whatever Republican group this was. It was like the group of Republican legislators or something like that. So, like, these guys have been getting themselves into particularly influential positions within the sort of political machinery of the state, and that there's something to that, right? Like, there's some value in being there. And that also means that the Free Staters or the Liberty Activists have been sort of infiltrating the Republican Party. There have been some that have done the Democratic Party, but you don't hear as much about them, and that's probably because they're trying to stay under the radar. More so would be my guess in that particular case. But the whole invading of the two other parties tactic has worked very, very well.
Yeah,
so
that was originally Don Gorman's idea. God bless his soul. You know, this is what the idea he came up with, and I think it makes a lot more sense than trying to build your own thing on the outside. I believe that building the Libertarian Party in this state at this time, look, whatever you guys are doing elsewhere, God bless you, but to some extent it's a treadmill.
They're losing elsewhere.
It's one of those little squirrel wheels intended to get you to do all this work and really achieve nothing, and that's fine. Whatever you want to do, but what I'm saying is that achievements have been done. Now, that caveat given, unless those legislators can get the kind of power they need to change the New Hampshire Constitution in some manner, and I've got a couple of ideas on how to do that, but unless that's done, then you won't be able to hold whatever it is that we managed to create over the course of the next 2 or 4 years or however long we manage to keep this kind of majority that we've got. So, again, I don't want to polish the Republicans' apple here in New Hampshire, but I do like the Republicans in New Hampshire better than I like the Republicans in the rest of the state, and I like it when Republicans don't have a military. So I was a part of the Republican Party here in New Hampshire for some time, so I'm going to go ahead and say...
Are you no longer a delegate?
I don't live here.
Oh, right.
I'm a resident of the U.S. Marianas, so...
Well, but you still sleep here, so...
I have slept here.
That makes you an inhabitant of New Hampshire.
Part of the problem of being a... of the whole thing is that, as far as the IRS is concerned, according to their laws, I am in the U.S. Marianas because I left within 14 days of declared state of emergency.
According to your interpretation of their laws.
Well, I didn't write the stuff that they wrote down.
I gotcha. So if you are considering, and there are more people now than I think ever before that are considering, because I can tell you, we've had more visitors in the last 6 months in New Hampshire.
True, there have been a lot.
Than I can remember in a good amount of time. Like maybe a decade ago we had like a lot of people visiting, and then it kind of fell off for a little while, and now way more people are interested. We just had a dozen people here over the weekend, all from the Northeast, that had come here to check out New Hampshire, and a lot of them were super impressed and really enjoyed their time here. They want to get out of where they are. If you're thinking about getting out of where you are, you really need to look at the number one most economically free place, according to the Fraser Institute. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about zombie companies. What does that mean? Scary.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want right here on number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. There's other interesting news, including a story about zombie companies. Have you ever heard of this term before?
No, it sounds fantastical, made up, and more exciting sounding than it
is. Than it actually is. Yeah, I mean, they're probably not going to chomp on your brains, but they are definitely chomping on your money. And what I mean by that is not that you would necessarily buy anything from these companies. You might. I mean, maybe you've heard of Delta or Exxon or Macy's or Carnival Corporation or Boeing.
I've heard of all of those.
Yeah. But my point is, they're getting money from you whether you like it or not, because the government gang has been printing out them Benjamins and sending them on over to big corporations who are really in bad shape financially, and they're not getting better. Like, injections of money as we should have learned over the storied history of the United States, federal government injections of money, taxpayer dollars, because remember, whenever they print new money out, that takes money away from you, takes value away from your money that you have in savings. That's what inflation is. So when they shove a bunch of money into these corporations that already are failing, that doesn't make them all of a sudden a success. And not that it would be okay if it did. Like, if giving these companies money allowed them to continue on, that wouldn't be okay. It wouldn't justify the stealing of value from everybody. So I'm not trying to justify that. I'm just pointing out that not only are they being given a bunch of money, they're also still failing.
Yeah.
So you're just basically throwing all of this money down a rat hole, tossing it into a fire, and that's making Americans poorer. So that's kind of basically what this story is about from Bloomberg.
I'm not sure it's actually making Americans poorer. One thing you have to consider is that nobody intends to pay this money back. The United States government is borrowing
money.
That's
making people poorer. If you're taking value from the savings of Americans and you're putting it in the hands of corporate America who then pisses it away or whatever they do with it, then you are making those Americans poorer.
Most people aren't holding their money in savings accounts or even money markets. They're putting their money in stocks, in many cases the stocks of these companies. Mm. And so their stock is protected with this, you know, economic voodoo that they do in this way. Now, what I would say is that this is hypocritical. Many of these companies love to talk. Even the United States government loves to talk about the value of capitalism. You know, what capitalism does in a given marketplace and this sort of thing and that sort of thing. This is socialism. This is forced redistribution of wealth. And in this case, corporate wealth.
Fascism, socialism. I mean,
I don't even know what to use, how to use the term.
It's corporate.
Fascism.
It's probably more like fascism.
Mercantilism,
but okay.
Corporatism.
Corporatism is a good word, yeah.
You pick a term. There's plenty of them out there and to describe what's going on here, but it sure ain't capitalism, okay? If we're going to talk about a free market, then part of a free market is that...
Well, it might be capitalism, but it's not a free market.
Well,
I don't know what capitalism means.
People can argue about what capitalism means.
That's the problem. They will.
But the people that advocate for capitalism tend to sound like they're all talking about the free market until it comes time to stick their hands out for government money. And that's what I find hypocritical about the whole thing, is that this is just big corporations. Look, if Delta... That was one on the list, right? Correct?
Yep.
If Delta failed, and... Again, this was the government.
Apparently they are failing.
Yeah. The government's problem that they created in many cases. COVID is an economic disaster created by governments around the world.
That's true.
Far more than it is some virus that's a Frankenvirus that's going to kill us all. So in that circumstance, Delta fails. Let's say Delta fails.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the airplanes don't go away.
Nope. Somebody will buy them up.
And they'll buy them up at a discount,
mm-hmm.
which then gets passed on to the customer. So instead of servicing the debt on a 787 or whatever, pardon me if I don't know all my jumbo jets, instead of servicing the debt that Delta has for a brand new 787, then you're servicing the debt that, I shouldn't say Southwest because they only have 757s and 737s. But, you know, the new air company, Freedom Airline, has for a 2-year used 787 that they got at 50 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So is that going to transmit to a lower price for you in the marketplace? Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm.
But since the government props up Delta, who's paying off this big note or whatever, then you continue to pay the note on the big jet when you fly. And capitalism includes failure. There is no too big to fail in capitalism. That's socialism with American characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they say about China is communism with Chinese characteristics. This is socialism with American characteristics.
Well, in a free market, and again, I don't like talking about capitalism because I don't know what it means. And I think a lot of people disagree on what the term actually means. And if you can't agree on the terms, then
I'm only using the term because these people use that term.
Okay, I don't know who these people are, but
the people. I'll bet you can have a conversation with the CEOs and whatevers of these companies about capitalism
maybe.
And what it means for the world, and they'll have very positive ideas.
Yeah, they might. anyway, if you want to join the conversation, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What I was going to say is in the free market, there is what's called creative destruction. So businesses have to fail, some of them, you know, because it weren't the right idea at the right time or the right product for the right market or whatever. People didn't want it.
It just doesn't.
And so somebody put their money in and they fail, and their money went to the employees or to whoever it was that their vendors were or wherever the money went to, and it's in somebody else's pocket, and they got to go out of business at this point. And that's okay, because it means that lessons were learned. It means that new opportunity is available for other people. Maybe some of the people that received that money can start their own business. There's new retail space available now or whatever, right? So, like, creative destruction. It's a neat idea.
Most successful entrepreneurs have a business failure or two or three in
their past. They make it.
Right. They just, because you do have to learn. And it's not just an individual learning. It's the marketplace learning. Like, we've learned a lot of things since, you know, the Industrial Revolution in 1815. We know a lot of stuff that we didn't know before. And the marketplace continues to learn, and we continue to get better at these sorts of things. So, you know, this, I think there's a lot to be said for this creative destruction, as you say it.
So I wanted to go back and quibble with you about you're kind of just brushing off the effects of inflation, saying that people have investments in stocks and things like that. I don't know what percentage of Americans have investments in stocks. I'm not going to presume that it's a majority of them. I suspect it's not, but I don't know. And who knows if their stocks are doing well or if they're doing poorly. So, I mean, that's just a big question mark.
Americans have, you know, some kind of stock holdings in 401ks or something like that.
Okay.
I believe it's a majority.
But to just say that because that might be the case, that the inflation doesn't matter, that's, and you weren't saying exactly that, but it almost sounded like you were just sort of brushing it off, like, oh, well, it's no big deal.
I'll go ahead and say it right now. You are a fool of the largest proportions if you keep your money in a savings account expecting the United States government to protect it. Put it in gold. Put it in stocks.
Right.
I mean, like right
but
now...
There's plenty of people who don't even have savings, right? Like, they're living paycheck to paycheck.
But they're not getting stolen from because their value isn't...
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay? So that's where I wanted to correct you here, and that is that when the government gang inflates its money supply... What you see happening is whether or not somebody has savings. I mean, if they have savings, it's definitely getting robbed from them, no doubt about it.
Yep,
but if they don't have savings, they're still living on the dollar. They're still getting paid in the dollar.
Yep.
And when earlier this year they printed out, you know, they incremented numbers in some computer somewhere to make 2 trillion or 3 trillion or 4 trillion or whatever
trillion.
It was. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was trillions.
Yep.
Let's just say it was trillions. And it was supposed to be like 20% in 2020, 20% of the entirety of all of the dollars that have ever existed were created. So, like, it's been a huge year for inflation. Now, they're not going to show it in the official numbers, of course. We know that. They've got ways to hide the official numbers. But how many people have had a 20% raise this year?
Well, a lot of people did get a lot of extra money because of the unemployment money.
How many people got a 20% raise? Those who didn't get fired, those who didn't get laid off, how many of them got a 20% raise?
I suspect nobody got what you would call a raise.
I suspect a lot of people got a cut.
Yeah.
I suspect those people who were actually able to keep a job this year were told, we're going to have to take 5% off of your paychecks. I mean, look, it's tough. It's COVID. But you want to keep your job? You're going to have to agree to this 5%. They did it to a bunch of the radio business years ago.
Well, they did it in the radio business. And by the way, Clear Channel is cutting hundreds
and
hundreds of more.
They're cutting staff left and right. So how many people got a 20% raise? No one. Almost no one. And so, therefore, people are getting paid the same, even though the value of the dollar is plummeting. 855, 453. That means your lifestyle is not as good now as it was a year ago. That's one of the damages of inflation. We'll get into the zombie companies coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state.
Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.